Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Astra Exploration, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ASTR. I am chatting again with the CEO, Brian Miller. Just to remind everybody, Astra Exploration, still a relatively new company, listed at the tail end of January of this year. The company is focused in northern Chile at the Pampa Paciencia project. And the company just released drill holes from the initial drill program just yesterday, May 2nd. 11 out of 30 holes were released. That overall program just short of 3,000 meters. These first 11 holes, and even more importantly, the first three holes that were released, holes 12, 13, and 14, all hit some pretty impressive intercepts. Hole 12 is the headline number here of almost 14.5 grams per ton gold over 3 meters. Hole 13 is a little over 3 grams per ton gold and almost 60 grams per ton silver over 6 meters. And hole 14 is a little over 4 grams per ton gold, 45 grams per ton silver over 4 meters. Brian, since these are the initial drill holes released, they were at the main vein on this project. Take us through these initial results. What caught your eye, please?
Thanks, Corey. Good to be back. What catches our eye, we know now that there's much higher grade potential in the system, but the drill results on several fronts are quite impressive. Obviously, the grades that you mentioned, these drill results in a lot of these cases, we were averaging vein thickness of 10 to 20 meters wide, which is quite large for these systems, which means if you start adding high grade in here, you can really start putting some ounces together quickly. And I'd note that these structures are open along strike and to depth. They're continuous at depth so far. And looks like this ore shoot that we've drilled on the eastern margin of this vein is open to depth and along strike. So we're quite encouraged by these initial results, and that's just on one of the five target areas that we drilled with this program. And we're still waiting on, like you mentioned, 18 holes on this first campaign. So it's quite exciting.
Can you give us a little bit more information on the thickness of these veins? As you said, 10 to 20 meter width. That's very wide width for any veins anywhere in the world. Was this what you guys were expecting in terms of other projects, maybe in the vicinity that also have similar wide veins?
Yeah, we've known that the vein structures were wide, but I guess we really didn't appreciate it until Diego made his first visit to the project in November. And that was the first thing that he noted, is that there were vein structures that were exceptionally wide. As I mentioned, 10 to 20 meters on average thickness for what we did in this drill program. But we had a couple of holes that, one in particular was a geophysical target that we ended up drilling a 30 meter structure there on a blind target. So, everything so far is pointing towards a very large epithermal system under this shallow sediment cover. As we've mentioned previously, our team has some intimate experience and knowledge with some of these larger low sulfidation systems. Diego's worked on various projects like this of all sizes and stages. And one noteworthy is Cerro Negro in Argentina. And so Diego recognizes a lot of similarities with some of these large systems. And one of the comparisons we use in Chile, just 175 kilometers south of Pampa Paciencia, is that of El Peñon. And obviously Darcy Marud, one of our directors, he led the team that discovered that and saw that through to production. So, we have some really good firsthand experience with these very large systems, and 20 meter width veins is atypical.
It really is. That's one thing that caught my attention too, is just how wide some of those intercepts are, including that headline number. Talk about the five targets that were being drilled here, because I was a little bit confused at one point, but I understand a few of those deal with simply this Paciencia vein because it is so big. So take us through the five targets that were drilled in this program, please.
Yeah, that's right. The Paciencia vein is actually divided into three sections. There's the main section we call the Paciencia vein, and then there's Paciencia East and Paciencia West. They're actually three different segments of this vein. there's multiple mineralizing events here. There's a lot of structural controls that segment these things, but we refer to those as three different discrete target areas. So those are three of the five target areas that we mentioned. Another one was Central Zone, which had previously been trenched by the previous explorers, had never been drilled, and we drilled some veins there. And then the fifth target area was a couple of blind geophysical anomalies in the North Zone area. And we cut veins in both of those holes. One was the 30 meter width vein that I previously referred to. So that's kind of the summary of the targets themselves.
So in terms of more holes that are coming out, still the 18 in the lab, where are those located?
Most of them are in the western portion of the vein, Paciencia West, and it's actually spelled the Spanish spelling of it, Oeste. There's 10 holes there. There's three holes in the eastern section. There's three holes in the central zone. And then there's two holes in the geophysical targets of the north zone. And I think one thing that's noteworthy in just these results that we've returned so far, not just the wide structures, but there's low mineralization across some really long intersections here. So the interpretation of this is that we are still high in the precious metals horizon. So high in that horizon, your grades tend to moderate and diminish. The real opportunity is down to depth in this. And it's what we're seeing right now is it's quite exciting.
So what is the total length that you guys, I guess, are estimating this Paciencia vein to be, encompassing the west, east, and the main portion?
Without estimating, I would say that we've definitively defined 1,000 meters of strike length between these three zones, east, west, and main. It's likely that there's significantly more than that. That wide intersection that I mentioned, that 30 meter section, that's 400 some meters to the northwest and directly on strike with the western vein section. So, that's a ways out there to say that that's part of that structure, but very similar in composition, but much wider structure. And it looks like it actually intersects with another structure that is oriented east-west.
So, Brian, when we're talking about this drill program and now moving forward with some results, I understand from prior conversations that a lot of these targets are undercover. So you're not getting many surface showings. How are you going about targeting? And now with 11 holes, what are you finding to be the best targeting system?
The veins, you're right, they don't express well at surface at all. In fact, there's only one real outcropping of vein on the entire property, and it really doesn't look like much of an outcropping. It just looks like a dense boulder field. What we have found is that we're able to access some historical information from the Faride mine, which is directly south of our project, and the structures, the geology looks very similar to what we're seeing at Paciencia. And it gives us a very good model that so far has been highly successful in identifying these vein structures. So the orientation, the strong northwest, southeast orientation of main structures, and then the direct east-west orientation of ancillary structures are very highly correlated with the magnetics that we did early on in the exploration program. So we've got a model that's really been good as far as predicting these structures, and it looks like there's going to be a lot of them.
One other thing to discuss about this program is the costs too. Somehow you guys are keeping these costs quite low for this 3,000 meter program. News release says that the program was completed for about $650,000. How are you managing to drill for so cheap?
Right. Yeah, and that was 650,000 Canadian. That wasn't U.S. And that's a very noteworthy point here because it's low elevation, it's year-round exploration, but we used a small RC drill rig. Our teams had the ability to operate in Chile, several years of experience operating in Chile. So, the efficiency of the program largely has to do with the execution, I guess you would say. But, having a model that works well, we've we've gleaned a lot of information and done some significant de-risking already for a very marginal cost. And I think that that's going to be one of the biggest elements of adding value going forward is just the cost efficiency here.
Yeah, nice to see some cheaper drilling because it seems like all we keep on hearing is how cost overruns and companies having trouble getting drill rigs. So good to see that you got that whole program done in that price range. When it comes to the 18 holes remaining that will be released, any idea time frame when we might see maybe some of them or all of them? And what should we be paying attention to when those are released?
I think it's reasonable to expect we'll receive that second batch of drill holes by the end of May. The lab has been tracking well as far as their schedule goes, so I think that that's a reasonable time frame by the end of this month. These systems are, the grade can be irregular, if you will. We'd like to see some more grade. This vein structure, especially in the west, was a thick structure the whole way through. I think that on average, there was 15 meters of width in that structure. There was some previous grade with the trenching results in that area, so we do know that there's a couple of places where the mineralization could potentially be a shoot in that western vein, similar to what we saw in the main vein on the east portion. It's hard to speculate, but if it's anything like the initial results here, we're quite excited by what the potential is.
All right, Brian, we'll wrap it up here. I appreciate the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions regarding these drill results or anything else within Astra Exploration, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. We will get those addressed for you. And in full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Astra Exploration. So as we get some more drill results, I'll be having Brian back on the show. Brian, thank you as always for your time, and please keep us up to date on future news.
Thank you, Corey. Privileged to be here, and we will certainly keep you in the loop.